From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good. Morgan.
Howdy-ho, good neighbor.
The average person spends 1 hour and 52 minutes every day in a bad mood.
Really?
That's almost 2 hours. 2 hours a day we waste, I think. We waste being in a bad mood. The average person.
The average person.
Yeah, some of the common causes could be like a bad night's sleep or getting into an argument naturally, or stepping in dog poop. That could put you in a bad mood.
That could.
Especially with bare feet.
Or being pooped on.
Or being pooped on. Oh, dude, seriously?
That's the lineup.
Who does that? Who does that? Oh, my God.
It's the lineup we're coming in.
Some other things that might put you in a bad mood, of course, feeling sick. That might put you in a bad mood.
My bank account.
That's not on this list. Misplacing your wallet. That'll make you mad. You know, it's like when I misplace my keys. I like start screaming at the world. Where are that?
You scream
my
a lot
keys?
Anyway.
I do, don't I? Yeah, you
probably
see,
never
you see
at the
worst part of me.
Times, according to your wife.
You see the worst parts of me. Anyway. All right, it's sad. It's time to do the news. What's going on today?
Day 23 of our long national circus of a nightmare.
It is long, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm.
Yesterday, on the same day that Lori Loughlin was in court to answer for her part in the college admission scandal, her Fuller House co-star Bob Saget was tweeting.
Oh, no.
And deleting.
Oh, really? Maybe he tweeted something he wasn't supposed to be tweeting.
Well, he posted a message saying, quote, "So many people are lying these days. Maybe they should change the tests in school."
What?
"To false or false."
What? This after Candace Cameron Bure and Jody Sweetin came out in support of Aunt Becky yesterday. Come on, Bob. She used to be your co-star on Good Wake Up San Francisco or whatever the hell it was.
But it didn't stay up too long. Oopsie.
Now, were he and Jesse brothers?
Part of me wants to say they were.
I kind of think they were, too.
Related.
And that blows a hole in my whole theory and this joke, as a matter of fact. Because you know what? If we got to look it up on the internet, it's no longer funny.
Let's see here.
It's like explaining the joke. If you got to explain the joke, it's not funny anymore.
He's Danny Tanner's brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, that makes sense because
he was
married.
Pam's younger brother.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's married to, his
late wife.
His late wife.
Yes.
That was the excuse. Okay. I'm settled now because. Just continue. By the way, it's episode 1500 tomorrow of the Who Cares News, just so you know. It'll be just as good as it always isn't.
Meanwhile, at the ranch.
Yeah.
And back at the courthouse ranch.
Yeah.
Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman did indeed appear for their first hearing yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Dun, dun, dun. Come on down.
Come on
Felicity
down.
And Lori, your next contestants on College Scandal.
Yeah.
Who wants to put your kids in college?
Right.
Neither of them entered a plea.
No, yeah. A little early yet.
And they'll probably try to make a deal.
I would.
So I guess it's let's make a deal.
This is the time where, you know, what do you know? What do you know? Tell us what you know, and maybe we'll make you a deal. That's the way that's worked.
But word on the street is
that
prosecutors are demanding that they spend a little time in jail.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah. They won't.
They want to see them in some prison orange.
They don't.
Get into a chick fight in jail. Orange is the New Black, Lori and Felicity.
Yeah, right. Well, that would be because they're going to stop that show. There's a whole new career for these ladies.
Yeah.
Because Orange is the New Black is over after next season, and they could do the next gen.
They can do their own reality series.
There you go.
From prison.
Orange is. I don't think they let you do that when you go to prison.
Well, they're famous.
Well, what was that one show that just been on? The
60
one
where, Days In?
60 Days In.
Yeah.
Reality show in prison.
Right.
There you go.
So see?
See,
It could happen. Now, speaking
of
court.
They could get shanked, too.
They might get shanked.
Anyway. Huh. Doubt it. They'll be in the minimum security.
I'll open up a can of Aunt Becky. Fans of Aunt Becky gathered out. This is just ridiculous. They gathered outside the Boston courthouse yesterday. Yeah. Aunt Becky fans.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're chanting, "Free Aunt Becky! Free Aunt Becky! Free Aunt Becky!"
I think they were just trying to get a little publicity.
And they're wearing Lori Loughlin paper masks.
Oh, God. All right. Well, all right. I think that's going a little too far.
Now, after the hearing, Lori Loughlin herself stopped by to say hi to the group and to thank them for their support.
Oh, my God.
But maybe they don't realize that Aunt Becky would never do something like this, but Lori Loughlin did.
No, Aunt Becky did. Well, she didn't. Jesse did. Jesse lied to get the boys into a pristine preschool.
She should have learned from the episode that
apologized for that
lying is never appropriate and honesty is the best policy.
There you go. That's the moral to our story
There's
today.
There's always a moral of a story.
Just like on Full House.
That's right.
Yeah. And cut that out. All right. You know who's not in court this week?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry's not in court this week. I just wanted to point that out.
All
right, great. Have a great day tomorrow. Big Show 1500. Be
Woo-woo.
Ready. I don't know what for, but be ready.
Big Who Cares 1500.
Did I say that?
Well, no. Big Show. I'm just
Big Show.
You've already had your 1500.
Not yet.
Your 1500 of fame.
I'm old hat at the 1500 game, let me tell you. All right, see you tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.